Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. I got to tell you what, man, it's always great to check in with what's happening at Wounded Warrior Project. They're always doing such great things for their membership, for veterans. And especially, you know, during the holiday season, it's always busy. It can be stressful. But it also holds a special place in the hearts of service members and veterans, you know, because they got to spend Thanksgiving, Christmas away from family. And it's just, you know, it can be tough. And we're joined by retired Lieutenant General Mike Lennington, back with us, CEO of Wounded Warrior Project. Mike, how are you?
Randy, I'm awesome. Thanks for having me on. And you're right. The holidays can be very stressful on veterans for lots of different reasons. So as we sit around the, you know, holiday dinner, having a good time handing out gifts, you know, we got to think about what veterans are going through over the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you've been there, Mike, so you know exactly what you're talking about. What are some of the things you guys are doing this time of year?
Well, first thing we're doing is connecting with veterans. You know, veterans really miss the camaraderie and cohesion that comes with, you know, serving in the military. And I will tell you, as stressful and as lonely as it can be when you're deployed and you're not around your families, you do have special moments while you are deployed, Iraq, Afghanistan, countries all around the world, where you celebrate the holidays in different ways, you know, special traditions. You know, even if you're in garrison and in training, you know, the leaders get dressed up and serve holiday meals to the troops that are in training. And for what we do at Wounded Warrior Project, we're helping rekindle those bonds of camaraderie and cohesion among our military veterans and give them opportunities to put an extra gift under the tree, you know, maybe get a special holiday basket or give back in the communities in which they live.
Yeah, I mean, you guys do such a great job of that connection, and family time during the holidays is special for many of these veterans. They might still, you know, recall holidays away from home, whether deployed or just stationed far from home. And Mike, you know, we talked a little bit about you've been there, you know how that feels, and connection now is a lot different than when you were obviously serving. And it's in some ways with technology, it's easier, but you still face some of those same challenges, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. You know, we used to have to rely on wherever you had cell phone coverage, and
right.
That was rare. When I was deployed, certainly in Iraq in 2003 and 4, Afghanistan 9 to 11, the infrastructure was built out, but you know, you had to wait in line for the phone. Nobody had cell phones in theater. Satellite phones were few and far between.
Right.
Now the connection events are more in person. We do offer virtual connection events. Those events can be, you know, anything that gets the veteran out of the house, out of isolation, and connecting with their brothers and sisters in arms. It can be in person. It can be, you know, adaptive sporting events. It can be connection events like ball games or ice fishing or cooking classes or family gatherings. Whatever it is that helps veterans connect, that's key. And then use those connection events as a avenue through which veterans can heal, either physical healing or emotional healing that comes with the invisible wounds of war. We all know post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury are the condition, are the, you know, main result of the last 20 years of war. And that's what we focus on primarily at Wounded Warrior Project.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to Mike Lennington here in the National Defense, CEO of Wounded Warrior Project. And Mike, I got to say, you know, of course, we do this this show every single week, and we talk to a lot of men and women from, you know, different spots in their life in terms of veterans, what they're doing now. For whatever reason, this year in particular, everybody that we talk to, whether it's a company, whether it's a business, whether it's a nonprofit, Wounded Warrior Project is coming up over and over and over. I mean, the visibility that you guys have, at least from my perspective this year, has been incredible. And I just want to congratulate you on that. That's fantastic.
Thank you, Randy. We have a big footprint. We are physically located in 25 cities across the country and in Germany and Hawaii. I know Hawaii is part of the United States, but we know the needs are great and growing. We know the VA can't be everywhere. And with the programs and services we provide in the areas of physical health and wellness, financial education or counseling, jobs programs, benefits, mental health being our main investment. We all know the stigma with going to get treatment for post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, And then we partner. We partner with 58 of the major nonprofit organizations focused on military veterans to help them expand their services and fill in the gaps where perhaps the Military Project doesn't have a specific program. And really, you know, no one organization is better than any other. We're all in it together, all focused on the same thing, helping the veteran that has served and sacrificed less than 0.5%, help them through their transition and recovery, and helping them live to their full potential, which they know they all have.
It's incredible. Well, and Mike, you talked about a little bit of financial challenges, and this time of year, they can be even worse. What does Wounded Warrior Project do to help veterans with that kind of a challenge?
Well, first thing we do is we get them the benefits they've earned. Those benefits might be disability benefits provided by the VA, could be educational benefits. There's a ton of benefits that are out there. Most veterans don't know about it. So you have to meet with a service officer to determine, you know, what benefits you're authorized, and then make sure that you're leveraging those benefits that you've earned through your time in uniform. We also have a very active and robust jobs program. We don't just send the wounded veteran directly to the company for an interview. We help get them job ready. That job ready may be, you know, interview skills. It may be, you know, putting your resume together. It may be dressed for success, or it may be addressing some of the challenges the veteran has before they can seek full employment. I mean, you can't go get a full-time job if you don't have a stable home life and if you don't have, you know, a place to live. So we provide emergency financial assistance. We help with bills over the holidays. We help with food, shelter, clothing, essentials. And then we get the warrior connected with the dozens of corporations that support us with providing opportunities for disabled veterans. The employment rate for veterans is actually below the national average today, below 3%. Hmm. But for disabled veterans, it's still over 10%. So if you're a company that's interested in hiring a disabled veteran, I just ask that you connect with Wounded Warrior Project at our website at woundedwarriorproject.org. We have a very active Warriors to Work program, and we can help connect you with veterans that bring those same leadership skills they brought to uniform service to employment with your company wherever you offer those opportunities.
Yeah, you know, we say it all the time here in the program, Mike, is you get a veteran, I don't care what branch of service, what they did, what situation they're in, that's your most loyal employee. That's your most resourceful employee. And you don't have to worry if you hire a veteran, and companies are getting this now, that if you hire a veteran, don't worry about them leaving. I mean, you know, it's one of those.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, loyal to a T, and incredibly innovative. I mean, they bring the work ethic that comes with having served in the military. They bring the job skills, the leadership skills. But the last 20 years of war have required military service members to really innovate, think through the challenges they're facing in a really difficult asymmetric battlefield. So you're going to get a thinking out of the box and a decisiveness that comes that's very rare in other cohorts. So definitely available to help anybody interested in hiring veterans.
Yeah, we're talking to Mike Lennington here in the National Defense, the CEO of Wounded Warrior Project. So Mike, you're a West Point grad, and your wife is also a West Point grad. Is that right?
That's right. We met at the academy. We got married after she graduated in 1981, and our son is a graduate. He graduated in 2000. He and his wife and our third grandchild are in Bulgaria right now. So we think of them over the holidays, and our other children from our daughter, Tracy. And they don't know it yet, but they're going to be in the military as well, and they're going to go to West Point.
I mean, you talk about a squared away household. You got two West Point grads in a house. And Mike, I just interviewed a great veteran, female veteran the other day. And she supported her husband, who was a general. She just wrote a book about the spouses and how the spouses serve. And that is so important to think about, especially this time of year. But I mean, the amount of work and the amount of pressure that's on that spouse while someone is deployed, talk about that a little bit, if you will.
Service members could not do what they do without the support of somebody at home, raising the kids, usually with full-time jobs themselves, keeping the home fires burning and taking care of business so that the deployed veteran, the deployed service member can focus on the mission at hand. You know, we say the strength of the military is certainly the all-volunteer force, but the strength of the all-volunteer force is really the spouses and families, and that includes the children that support them. So you're absolutely right. We always thank military veterans for their service. We rarely recognize the service of their loved ones, their spouses, without whose service the active duty service member could not do what they do.
Absolutely. Mike, we can find it all through woundedwarriorproject.org. That's where your first stop for all the information. I just want to thank you for the time today, Mike. Thank you for everything you're doing, for your service, and hope you and your family have a great holiday.
Thank you, Randy. You too, and to all the listeners this morning. Have a great holiday.
Bushels of fun.